We all feel old.
I don't.
Me neither.
Okay, yeah, except neither. For maybe Alexis. I don't know. But I'm going to play something for you right now that's going to make everybody here feel ancient.
Ugh, why do you do this? Like, just going pretending like I'm 25 right now. Jeffrey, you're ruining it.
This is fun because a decade ago, this dropped.
Hey, I just met you. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Call Me Maybe came out 10 years ago.
We had her in studio with us, Carly Rae Jepsen, and she was so darling.
I know. I thought for sure she was going to fall in love with me.
Did you?
I did. I think that about all the female celebrities, though, that came into the studio when I was younger. I thought they'd meet me and my natural charm would just take over.
Wait.
And then they'd want to come back again and see me. They never want to come back.
Did you even talk to her?
Yeah. I gave her coffee.
Oh, nice.
That's right. I went and got her water and coffee, and I was like, this is going to be it.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks you're going to fall in love with me. Yeah. Another celebrity who's not very well known at all in studio once, and she was like, I'll come to your comedy show in LA next week. I was like, cool. She never opened my DM.
Yeah, I know.
They lie.
We always get a little bit too cocky.
Yeah. But, I'm in radio. That's
really
gonna impress
sweet,
them.
Boys. I brought you coffee.
Yeah.
I took a sip out of it before I handed it to you, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, our work coffee sucks.
Yeah, that's true, too.
She didn't come back, so I guess chivalry is dead.
You may have ruined her career.
No, she just had a good album that came out.
She did. To celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae went on to Instagram. She posted a picture of herself looking like a grandma.
Oh, she still looks so young.
Get out of here. Yeah, she's got, like, blue hair.
She's so pretty.
Dude, if I look like that as a grandma, hell yeah.
Are we feeling old yet?
No, I just think that you're feeling thirsty. But we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's make ourselves feel a little bit older. We're going to shock each other.
Yeah.
And that's going to give us wrinkles, and we're going to feel ancient when we do the shock collar question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose, you're going to draw a name out because you had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got Brooke the Bacon Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Those aren't wings. Those are two strips of bacon.
It's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
When you'd want someone to stop talking, nowadays Brooke might tell Jose to put a sock in it.
I don't think I've ever uttered that phrase.
Yeah, that's old. Put a sock in it, Jose.
Did you know the phrase originated in Britain back in the 1800s and was used in a much more literal way before it eventually became a slang way to get people to shut their yaps?
Oh.
What is the origin of the phrase, put a sock in it?
Wow, I never thought of this.
Is it bad that I went to a really dark thing first?
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, I want to hear
that they'd like put a sock in the mouth of an animal that they're about to slaughter.
Oh my god!
Is that too dark?
That is really.
I didn't think they were going to slaughter it. I just thought an animal that's loud,
so it wouldn't scream.
No, I was thinking like, I don't know, like a pipe that would whistle or something when there's too much steam, and they'd have to stuff a sock in it to make it be quiet. Mm. Like, not another being. I thought it was like a mechanism.
I mean, what years are we talking right now? 1800s, you said?
Correct.
Okay.
What would be loud in the 1800s that you'd want to put a sock inside of to make it stop?
Yeah, see, I'm thinking of like a steam whistle like for a train, but in the 1800s, were they around yet?
Yeah, and you don't want to clog up the steam pipe because that was not good for the functioning of the train.
I know, but if it wasn't for a train.
I think the whistle was different than the steam pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're two separate situations.
Sorry, I don't know everything about 1800 trains in Britain right now.
It wouldn't be a bad idea to put it in a whistle like if the train was going through at night. They would stuff a sock in it so that it wouldn't wake up the town as it went through.
Or, you know, they could just not blow the whistle as they're going through the town. But
you have
is that a rule? You have to blow the whistle even if it's 1 a.m?
It's a good point, Jeffrey.
It's a giant whistle. I have to do it. I'm sorry.
So people didn't like my animal slaughter guess.
No, it does make sense.
It makes sense. I would hope that it's not that sad to start
dark.
The morning.
Okay.
Anyway.
I mean, maybe.
What else is making lots of noise in the 1800s?
Maybe we'll get a hint if we get the question one more time.
Telling someone to put a sock in it first started in 1800s Britain, and for over 200 years, it's been used as an informal way to get someone to be quiet. However, back when it was first used, it was about literally putting a sock somewhere. I need you to tell me how this phrase began. Where would someone put the sock? And Jeff, please, I've listened to the podcast of True Confessions on BrookeandJeffrey.com. Clean answers only.
Well, gets rid of three of my suggestions, so... What do you think, Brooke?
I mean, the way he read it, it feels like you're putting the sock on yourself. Like, yeah. You put it on your bum so that your toots aren't loud.
I like the slaughtered answer better than that. Yeah.
He still says in it. Yeah. So if you, I mean, if you're thinking slaughter, like, I could see a chicken, like,
I just don't think Jake would do that to us in the morning. That's the problem. I mean, it is dark. I like some sort of whistle.
Yeah.
Or what if it didn't have to make a noise? I know we're automatically thinking be quiet, but what if there was a leak and they had to stuff a sock in it to stop it? But it sounds like it's something that was common. Like, they would do it all the time. That's like an emergency situation.
Maybe a horse would chew on a sock. You know, they'd kind of chew on anything when they're hanging out waiting for you outside the saloon. I don't know. I just figured we were in the Wild Wild West in the 1800s.
Think about it. Your horse is making a bunch of noise. Everyone's trying to get wasted.
Yeah.
Like, yo, hey, go put a sock in it.
I always thought I'd be such a good saloon girl.
You would.
Yeah, right. I could see that.
Like, breaking bottles over the tops of people's heads.
Yeah, I don't know. For no reason.
I'm going to go with, gosh, you guys. I'm going to go. It's a way that they kept their horses quiet.
In present day, even in our studio, you might hear one of us say, put a sock in it, if we want someone else to immediately stop talking. But back in the 1800s, putting a sock in it was something people did to cut down on noise, specifically when listening to a music on a gramophone back then. The device did not have a volume control, no knobs or buttons, so the only way to turn down the song was to literally put a sock in the horn of the gramophone.
In the gramophone! Wow. That's what it is!
I would have never gotten there.
You would then use the gramophone to slaughter an animal.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't that.
Well, didn't get it right. And Brooke, you're going to get shocked while singing Montero, Call Me By Your Name.
Love Lil Nas X.
Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me in the morning, I'll be on my way.
Put a sock in it, put a sock in it, oh my gosh.
Hey, put a sock in it.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.